Once again, we've had our scouts searching the railroad and bus stations around the city for victims of misfortune who need a helping hand from our generous Bob and Ray organization. And our first Hard Luck story is that of Mr. Jerome Eberhoff of Cleveland, Ohio. I understand, sir, you're trying to get to Switzerland to make the dream of a lifetime come true.
Yes. I've taken lessons for 20 years now from one of the top yodeling teachers in Cleveland. And I'm convinced I'm ready to make my public debut, but I can't do it till I get to Switzerland.
Because yodeling concerts don't draw much of a crowd in Cleveland, is that it?
Well, not that so much. You can't get a good echo there like you do in the Alps. You see, every place in Ohio's too flat. You know, you yodel, and that's it. Nothing comes back.
That must be frustrating.
Oh, you said it. But I'm sure I've got what it takes to do classical concerts on the Matterhorn, but I can't get there to use my great talent.
Well, you've touched us all, sir, and to help you out, we're giving you a fine mohair tuxedo with genuine satin lapels.
Well, that's nice, but I don't see how it gets me to Switzerland.
Use it in good health, that's all, sir. And here is our second hard luck storyteller, lady, Mrs. Effie Barnhorst of Wenatchee, Washington. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Washington, yes.
According to your card, ma'am, you're trying to get to England to take care of some vital personal business. Is that right?
Well, it's personal in a way, but it involves a lot of other people, too. You see, I recently discovered that I'm the rightful queen of England.
So you want to go there and claim your throne, is that right?
Yes. I've got nothing against the girl who's holding the job now, but I know my rights.
Well, I don't know whether you have much chance.
Well, you see, my Aunt Esther was married to a Cuthbertson, and his cousins were all in-laws of Queen Victoria on Prince Albert's side. So my late father really should have taken over when the Duke of Windsor abdicated.
Well, you've painted a clear and a convincing picture, I'd say. And to ease your heartbreak and being unable to claim what's rightfully yours, Bob and Ray Organization wants you to have this high-quality blower for your coal furnace. It's from Mr. Paul of Pittsburgh.
Well, I don't have a coal furnace at home. I imagine the one at Windsor Castle already has a blower if it needs it.
You're entirely welcome, ma'am. And finally, here's a gentleman who wants to go to Monte Carlo to take part in a fishing tournament. Mr. Felix Worley of Elko, Nevada.
No, it's not a fishing tournament. It's the World's Championship Go Fish Tournament. Go Fish is a card game.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's usually played by children, isn't it?
Oh, I guess a kid might be able to learn the fundamentals if he was real bright. But it's a terribly complicated game, the way grandmasters like me play it.
Yeah.
You see, we deal out the cards, and then I say something like, "Give me all your jacks." And if you don't have any, you say, "Go fish."
I think that's pretty much the way I've seen it played by 7 or 8 year olds, yeah.
Well, I'm sure I could beat almost anybody in that age group, but I'm set for a series with the Russian Go Fish wizard, Boris Splatny.
Splatny.
But I gotta get to Monte Carlo where the tournament's being held.
Well, it's tragic to hear of a person's dream about to be broken, but luckily for you, we can help. We have a lovely ceiling light fixture from Emmerich's Lamporama in North Platte, Nebraska, for you, sir.
That's nice, but I don't have a ceiling just now. I'm sleeping in the park.
Our best to you, sir. And for now, that's all the time we have for Hard Luck Stories.